Like, come on, aren't you going to college and shit? Why do I still need to come over and babysit you? I don't understand. But money though, so I'm not gonna question it that much, so. Okay, So, when they did decide to trust you, you decide to throw a party and they came home early. Typical, right? Funny they didn't tell me that story. Now, when I used to babysit you when you were actually a kid and meant to be babysat, it was fun. You know, playing some Call of Duty 1v1s and zombies, but this is just ridiculous. Now, having to look after someone who can clearly look after themselves. Then I have to cancel my plan because I'm that desperate for money. Now, come on. Let's get you tucked in this bed. Can't believe I have to still do this. There we go. Come on. Now, are you ready for your story? No, you don't get to pick it. I'm going to read it for you. Thank you very much. So, what do we have here? Let's start with this. And so, everyone my age remembers where they were and what they were doing when they first heard about the contest. I was sitting in my hideout watching cartoons when the news bulletin broke in on my video feed announcing that James Halliday had died during the night. I'd heard of Halliday, of course. Everyone had. He was the video game designer responsible for creating the Oasis, a massively multiplayer online game that had gradually evolved into the globally networked virtual reality most of humanity now used on a daily basis. The unprecedented success of the Oasis had made Halliday one of the wealthiest people in the world. But that was the rub. James Halliday had no heirs. He had died a 67-year-old bachelor with no living relatives, and by most accounts, without a single friend. He had spent the last 15 years of his life in self-imposed isolation, which during this time, if the rumors were to be believed, he had gone completely. Are you seriously not sleeping after this? You used to be passed out by like three paragraphs. Come on, are you joking? I don't care if you're not tired. I need to get you to sleep so I can do my things, okay? No, I did not invite my friends over to come later when you are asleep. No, I didn't. Okay, I didn't. Look, listen here. I don't want to be here just as much as you don't want to be here with me all night and having a babysitter at your age, okay? Let's just make our time together as painless as possible and just get to sleep, and this night will be over quicker. I know we used to have fun before and play on the Xbox and do the 1v1s and whatever, but come on. Are we really going to do that now? I have other chores your parents told me to do as well, like clean up the kitchen, so I can't even try to do fun things with you, even if I wanted to. Now, I'm going to read a few more pages of this, and if you aren't sleeping by then, then I have no idea what I'm going to do now. So, once again, get comfy. Let's calm down and have a nice reading session. So, where was I on this? So, the real jaw-dropping news was that January morning, the news that had everyone from Toronto to Tokyo crapping in their cornflakes concerned the contents of Halliday's last will and testament and the fate of his vast fortune. Prepared a short video message along with the instructions that will be released to the world media at the time of his death. He had also arranged to have a copy of the video emailed to every single Oasis user that same morning. I still remember hearing the familiar electronic chime when it arrived in my inbox just a few seconds after I saw that news bulletin. Okay, goodness. Are you kidding me? What does it take to put you to sleep? Did you seriously just hit me with this pillow? You know what? I'm going to hit you back harder, and maybe that will mean you'll be knocked out and finally be sleeping, and I can get a break from your shit. Alright, let's see how it is. Back to fighting like old times. I know exactly how to get you down. Alright. There we go. Pin you down again onto the bed. We have played fighting so many times that I know your weaknesses. And to hold you down, for being grown up now, you're still weak. Must be my fat ass, I guess. No, I'm not getting off from you. Not until you promise me that you are going to sleep. Not tired, you say? Well, that means I'll hold you down even stronger. Just like that. What was that? You want me to stop? Then what are you going to say? Sorry, hands. Yes? That you will sleep? Oh, it's like music to my ears. I'll get off you now, okay? So, good night. Have a nice sleep. Oh, you were just saying that so I'd get off from you. Listen here, you little shit. I don't get paid enough to deal with your whiny little ass. Just get the fuck to sleep. It isn't hard. Shut up, or I'm going to have to make you shut up. Oh, do you really want to go through with this again? Do you really want to fight with me knowing I can pin you down so easily? This is actually so embarrassing for you at this point. Even with you struggling and trying your strength, your hardest strength, you can't even shake me. What? I've actually had enough listening to you now, honestly. If only there was another way to make you quiet. Oh, alright. There is. One of the perks of having a thick booty and thighs is that I can easily hold someone like you down just by doing a basic task of sitting. You seem confused here. Let me demonstrate for you. This is what I meant. Having your nose between my booty cheeks, just like that. You take all that in, and that will hopefully make you pass out.
This is your punishment for not doing what your babysitter says. I am so disappointed in you. I am so disappointed that I had to punish you like this. But there was just no other way. Feels good though. Your face is quite comfy. Very comfy seat. Better than the sofa in your living room, yeah. You guys need to replace that. Squeeze my booty cheeks. My booty. Just like that. Feels good. How about a little bounce on your face? Bounce. This is so fun. Your face is like a trampoline. Oh my gosh. Like that. Yeah, that's right. You take that punishment. You take it good. You better learn that lesson. You better learn all the lessons, you rude person. Have you learned your lesson yet? Raise your eyebrow if you have learned your lesson. Not good enough. Bounce on your face. Booty. Now, try again. Have you learned your lesson? Will you go to sleep now? Yes. And listen to babysitter? Okay, I'll take that. Just breathe. In. Out. In. Out. In. Just get your breath back. There we go. Just keep doing that and you'll get back into the rhythm of things. Looks like you're really going to sleep now. Now, I will continue the story where we left off, so. His video message was actually a meticulously constructed short film titled Anorex Invitation, a famous eccentric holiday had harbored a lifelong obsession with the 1980s, the decade during which he'd been a teenager, and Anorex Invitation was crammed with obscure 80s pop culture references, nearly all of which were lost on me the first time I viewed. The entire video was just over 5. That looks like your eyes are finally closed. That was quick. My discipline methods always working. Good night, sugar puff. Mwah. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I'll be telling your parents that you are very well behaved. It's always a